basically this Sunday will be a year that I've gotten out of homelessness. So last year, I think the biggest challenge was going through homelessness while in a pandemic, and then while being a student, and then while being sick on top of it, and then like Black Lives Matter, then being Black on top of it. It was just like such a chaotic year. So just like with my mental health activism, I always center it around intersectionality. And the reason why I do that is because we're all not made up of just one type of identity. We're all made up of like different identities and backgrounds and education and et cetera. So my experiences of being Black and being a young woman and a woman and then being disabled really shaped the struggles that I went through last year. And luckily I did get out of homelessness last year. But the fact that it took me going through homelessness to get the services that I needed for mental health help in Ireland, is really what inspires me to keep going, so like other people wouldn't have to go through such drastic struggles to kind of get like the basic care. So just trying to navigate homelessness, and then also trying to navigate getting services and help in mental health. It took a while for me to get help because I was just seen as, you know, strong and young, and that, you know, maybe I should just go out for fresh air and it'll all get better. And it was the reason why I changed my GP doctor last year, because, you know, getting help for your mental health will prevent a lot of the domino effect issues, such as like losing your job and losing your housing and et cetera, which is what happens to me. But at the moment, I'm currently trying to get back on my feet. I have a social worker at the moment, and I have a mental health team. But yeah, again, a lot of people would know about this because I speak about it openly on social media. But again, they shouldn't have to jump in through so many loopholes to get all this. So I try not to be embarrassed, because I'm kind of like, a 21-year-old has a social worker, you know, like what's happening there? A lot of my friends are like social workers themselves. But yeah, like at the end of the day, that's why my activism would be a little bit political. And I know people don't like politics, but it's a privilege to stay away from politics, because a lot of the issues that we have in society, like, you know, preventing homelessness is suicide prevention. Having access to healthcare is suicide prevention. And, you know, talking about racism in school and in the work and in your home is suicide prevention, you know? So there's only so much that yoga and meditation can do, which is not a bad thing, but, you know, there's only so much it can do in aspects to a lot of the systematic issues in society.